Entering Couplehood and Taking Leave of It by Kirsten Alberg. Narrated by Jens Bekvall. When We Fall in Love. Daniel was a serious, introverted man. He was not very convivial. Rather than partying and having fun with his friends, he devoted most of his youth to studying history and literature, gradually making himself omniscient in these fields. Hannah was a carefree, spontaneous, extrovert, and optimistic woman. She loved to have fun and was, generally speaking, always happy and cheerful. When Daniel and Hannah met, they soon fell in love with each other, different as they were. Daniel was attracted by Hannah's carefree temperament. He needed a cheerful, spontaneous touch to his life, and so Hannah was a godsend. When Daniel was with her, he was able to forget all about his seriousness and his studies, and laugh and have fun instead, something he could never do before. He thought Hannah was wonderful, and suddenly his life was meaningful. When they were apart, Daniel would be thinking of Hannah all the time. He would visualize her face and write her beautiful poems and mails. In that way, he felt close to Hannah, and only that made the separation bearable to him. Hannah was immediately fascinated by Daniel as well. She was amused by the way she was able to make this serious and highly educated man laugh and ease up, and she loved listening to him when he gave her a share of his wide knowledge of history and literature, or recited some of his beautiful poems. Although she had never been interested in literature before, she suddenly perceived the world of literature as a beautiful flower opening in front of her eyes, and Daniel was delighted that they had this interest in common. The more Daniel and Hannah got to know each other, the more infatuated they grew, and the less realistic about their relationship. They were too intensely emotional about each other to see straight. They saw only each other's good qualities, and that is how it is when people are in love. They were too intoxicated by infatuation and the difference between them to see that some of the other's qualities might be obstacles to some of the things they would eventually need to realize in couplehood too. For instance, Hannah never imagined that Daniel's keen interest in history and literature might not leave room for talks about personal matters, or that he might not be able to relate to the near things at all. Nor did she imagine that Daniel's serious and introverted nature might eventually annoy her when she was to introduce him to friends and relations. Instead, she idealized Daniel. She saw only his good qualities. The same was true of Daniel. He did not imagine that Hannah's spontaneity and optimism would ever irritate him. Even when Hannah's friends warned her of Daniel's bad points, Hannah would soon find a positive explanation. And on the first occasion, when Daniel started grumbling about Hannah being late for a date, and only 5 minutes at that, Hannah was not long in construing it favorably rather than becoming skeptical and thinking Daniel might have a problem about losing control and handling his anger. Instead, she was happy and thought he was angry because he loved her and could not do without her. She was neither willing nor able to let go of her idealized image of Daniel, because then her intense infatuation would burst. Many couples will recognize the above infatuation and recall it nostalgically, for infatuation will rarely last, and after a few years' marriage or couplehood, most people do not understand why they doted on their partner the way they did during their period of infatuation. But there is a reason why everything seems so rosy. Infatuation throws us into a state of mind different from our familiar one, a state of mind in which we are unable to be clear-headed. Some people use such expressions as being in the seventh heaven, being on cloud nine, or be blinded with love. Those expressions describe the state of mind one is thrown into quite well. One lets go of one's prosaic outlook, is blinded and loses contact with reality. Infatuation is even comparable to drug taking. One feels intoxicated and delightfully weightless in the company of one's beloved when taking the drug, and the absence of one's beloved the drug, will produce a sad feeling of emptiness.